I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Today is the last day of the conference at Georgetown University, titled Though Many Won, Overcoming Polarization Through Catholic Social Thought. The conference aims to be the beginning of bringing Pope Francis's vision of the Church responding to human suffering and social challenges by people living out the gospel. One of the speakers, Sister Teresa Maya, who is the president of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, stated that having personal encounters with people and being genuinely interested in the, quote, other side of the story would go far in encouraging people to have conversations with those that have differing opinions. Archbishop Jose Gomez was also on the panel and suggested that U.S. Catholics use the same approach as Pope Francis used in Latin America, that method being seeing what the current social realities are, judging them under the social teachings of the Church, and then acting to help fix any injustice. New evacuations were ordered in Guatemala, where a volcanic eruption this past weekend caused the deaths of at least 75 people and left around 190 still missing. The new evacuations were prompted by more smoke and hot material that began to come out of the volcano. Search and rescue operations from the eruption over the weekend are still going on, but some areas that were hit are still too hot for rescuers to conduct any searches. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit in New York against the U.S. Commerce Department over its plans to include a citizenship question in the 2020 census. The ACLU claims that racial hostility was behind the decision to include the question and that having it on the census will increase fear in communities, as well as decrease participation in the census and weaken residents' political and economic power. The Commerce Department argued the question is necessary to help the government enforce the Voting Rights Act, which protects political representation of minority groups. This lawsuit is not the first to be filed over the citizenship question. There are also suits filed in California, the District of Columbia, six cities, and by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Michael Higgins, president of Ireland, spoke during a ceremony honoring former residents of Magdalene Laundries. Higgins apologized for the treatment of the women in those facilities, which he described as a, quote, deep stain on Ireland's past. Magdalene Laundries were state-controlled institutions that were managed by the Catholic Church, where women in Great Britain and Ireland were sent to work as a penance for sins they committed, whether real or imagined. Over 11,000 women had spent time in the laundries, and around 230 women attended the event. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.